I did actually fall asleep when we got home. In the family room, my dad had put on a Notre Dame game, and I saw the opening kickoff. It was daytime, plus a normal thing like a football game was on, and between that and my relief at not finding Creed's body, I just crashed out. Next thing I knew, my mom was shaking me, and it was late afternoon. I sat up and took the cordless she held out to me. "It's Alex," she said. I felt all funky, like you feel when you fall dead asleep in the middle of the day and you wake up and don't even know if it's day or night. I took the phone in a daze.
"Hello?"
"Hey, you sound like you've been cutting logs."
"Yeah, major," I told him, stretching some.
"What time's it?"
"About 4:30.
"Tori, listen up. Can you meet me somewhere tonight? And don't bring Allie, okay?"
At that point, I remembered he was supposed to be mad at me.
"Fine. But are you going to have Renee with you? I just can't cope with her right now, Alex."
He sighed.
"Yeah, she's been a piece of work lately. No, I won't bring her. I just need to talk."
"Yeah, I understand." At least I thought I did. I thought he wanted to patch things up with me and not be so one-sided toward his girlfriend.
"Where?"
"Well, definitely not my house, because Renee will be showing up here. And definitely not your house, because I don't want people hanging all over us."
He sounded upset. "Just meet me in the woods behind your house. We'll go walking."
"Fine," I said, stretching and yawning. "But forget the old burial ground where we used to play as kids. We're not walking in there, okay?"
"Whatever. What's up with the burial ground?"
I hesitated for a minute, then figured he needed some comic relief from whatever was bugging him. "Some psychic told me last night that I would find Creed's body in there. I already looked. It's not in there. But hey, guess what I did find? Remember that time you punched him out over that stupid treasure map? I think I found the treasure map."
"You looked in there for Creed's body?" he asked in amazement.
It didn't sound like he was the least bit interested in the old map.
"Yeah, it's not in there."
I could hear him breathing, and he finally said,
"You goddamn well better hope you looked hard enough."
"What are you talking about?" I asked.
"Just meet me at 7, behind your house. I have to go, Renee's coming."
I could hear him say,
"Hey, babe,"
just before the phone clicked. I stared at the receiver, feeling disgusted enough to let my head fall back down on the couch. He was just as scared of her as all the people she mouthed off to. What a wuss. He was afraid to let Renee know he was talking to me. I figured I'd straighten him out at 7.